Rashi takes this Teshuvas HaRosh on these two cases in the Gemara and Daf Yudalo Amud Aleph. About the lowest quarter of the page. And higher up. Two cases the Gemara gives here. Tochso b'yerecha and enichoso b'kupsa. Let's see what the Gemara is. I told you this. This world goes back to the sugya of chazokas. What chazokas are we dealing with? What sfeikos are being created? Botka be'ed ha-bodeklo mitochse b'yerecha ulemocho motzo oleho dam. Just before we learned that Nimsa al Shalo right away Usir Tamei Bechayov and Korban. What's the Shaila? Why is he more asking another Shaila here? She made a Bedika right after having relations. And she tucked it in her thigh, in the crease of her leg, where the leg meets the pelvic girdle, and she finds dam. Our language, our lashon, the Gemara is. Seems quite clear, like Rashi says, Umotza Oleho Dam. Refers to Yerecho, and found on her thigh she found blood. Look at Rashi. Ulamocho Umotza Oleho Dam. Al hayerach. Amar Rav Tamei Nido. What are the possibilities? Where did the blood come from? Second question is, what about the cloth itself? Why no mention about the cloth? Third question is, the Mishnah took care of that already. The Mishnah said that Usyom, right away she made a bedikah, she's to Tamei Nida, and to have to make a korban even. So what happened here? Why is a Shaila even extant? Why does it exist as a Shaila? Amar Rav Tamei Nida. Simply, right? Amar Rav Simi Bachiye Ho Choshesh Abatlan. You once told us what? It's only a suffix, not a vaday. So, what I'm posing to you the question is, why is this case different than the case the Mishnah mentioned already? That she makes a bedikah right away and finds dam. Why isn't this called right away? Look at the Rashi and then the Tosfos. Tamei Nida. people come help out. This is not an easy subject. Tumei nida tumei vados. Why? Why not? Kivun de eid boduklo. Shloya bodami kodem. Right? Shloya dam kodem bdiko. Bade migufos. Umisham hutar birecho. ולא אמרין אין דרמה מיילמה עושה על יריחו וסופי תומי. And Rashi leaves out, what happened to the cloth? What's the suffix that could be, he says? The suffix could be that what? That she had blood on her thigh from someplace. Ovo b'shuk tabochim, Oscar b'tzipo, or whatever. Look at Tesis. The Tosso Virecha, Pirish Mimokum, Shein Dam Hamoko, Yocholipo Shom. No, otherwise, Yossi, what would it be otherwise? It would be a kissing. If it's in a place where you could assume that maybe the blood came from her and landed on her thigh, that's a classic case of kesem. Kesem begufo machlokas, whether on gufo we were more machmer than regular kesem or not, it's irrelevant. Well, that'll be, so we say, no, it couldn't, you can't just say that this dam came from her other than from the aid achatashmish. So where's the aid? What happened to the aid? Again, if the aid had blood on it, the Mishnah said she's a nida. In Toma. So therefore he says what? So now the mystery, where does the blood come from? It doesn't come from her other than from the eight, from the id. So the question is, where is the cloth? Moch nim motza al ol adam rash pirish al yrecha. It has to be al yrecha because it's lost in the cave. Motza ol lehodam. It is that lost in the cave. To come out the tmei nida. Let's talk now the talk of Chazaka. What's the possibility that it came me'alma? Where's Me'alma? What's Me'alma mean? So the Ritzvah has a lotion. Woh midam tzipo Me'alma. What does it mean, midam tzipo Me'alma? So you have to add, maybe means dam tzipo, meaning she went ahead and she was making chicken for Shabbos. Ovo shuk tabochim. That's the kind of Alma thing. So very simple. Let's talk Chazok here. What's the probability of Dam coming min Amoko versus Dam coming min Atzipo, coming mi Alma? Rov Dam is min Amoko. Chazok that the mokor is yesh bo dam and smosi dam. Of course, why would I assume that it's be almo? Good. Nikol meimam in ed nesachi recho, but lo me almo. Dem toma with tivdoka ed. It's such an obvious question. The blood didn't come from her other than from the cloth. Why? It said you found the blood on a place where that Tosfos explains, right? She ain't dava moko yocholipul shom. So it couldn't come at a subsequent time or at an earlier time. It can only come from the ed. So let's see what the ed has. And if the ed has blood on it, I don't care about the yirecha having blood on it. She's tameya because the ed has blood on it. That's the ed that they use achatashmish. Yesh lomar shenevar ed. That's a good teretz. It's not a rational case that you give me. That she had raped with her husband, she's sleeping in bed, she tucked the cloth in her thigh, right? And suddenly disappeared. Okay, fine. That's what you say. You say. Inami, second tenets. Shema dama ed aspa vomi dam yirecha. Kivan she nimtza la ed rak b'mokom she noga b'yirecha. Tosfos is now adding a whole new element to the story. I have the ed. But I take a look, I see there's a spot of blood on the ed and a spot of blood on the yirecha. And since Einstein taught us that motion is relative, right? So I don't know whether the blood came from the ed on the yireach, or from the yireach on the ed.
Einstein just reaffirmed that motion is relative. Einstein just reaffirmed that motion is relative. Einstein just reaffirmed that motion is relative. It first came from Galileo.
I'm not hearing you making a point. What did point you make? What?
The idea of motion is relative first came from Galileo.
Oh, I did have to hear that one. I can miss that one. Okay. Next. No, but what do we have here now? So you have now a suffix. Right? What does it mean? Yirech would have to be what? A minor thing. She was shot with a bullet or something. Right? What? It could be that the blood came from... It's not b'mokom that could come from the uterus. It's not b'mokom shefilipo l'sham. Right? So it had to come from the yirech. Again, from where? Not an injury. An injury. I would see an injury. Therefore, it has to be the what? Me alma on the yerech and me yerech on the. Why would they have such sveikis? Why wouldn't you push with the concept of chazok and rov, that chazok dam is namoko, rov dam is namoko? Why would you have to tell me such a thing? Now, what Tosfos adds, Okigon sheyesh kigris v'od. I mean, why did you forget about the makolas? The makol, we had that before. So Rebbe said, of course, we have to talk about that. You had to get rid of that suffix. It couldn't be from an insect because the blood stain is too large. The old, the lekach shosha, the makolis. What does that mean? Since we said before that makolis insects aren't found in that part of the body, that's what it means. That's what it means to it. So therefore, you don't have shosha makolis. Therefore, it's not a possibility. Therefore, any stain, even less than a gris, becomes a stain that came from her. Okay, we'll say this next part of Tosfos, but we won't discuss it now, and it comes for later. Davke be'ein habodiklo. That's our case. Abol, if it's H, ain't a bodiklo, then you have a srek-sreki, it appears Rashi. Okay. That's relevant to the second case, which is bodik be'ein, ain't a bodiklo. Then comes this one. B'davke tochso b'yirecho. Abol henicho b'kumso b'shita de tmeya. Why Yerecho is a mokom, is still a golui. So maybe me'alma kasi. But if she put it into a closed container right after using it, then naturally she'll be tameya. So in other words, that answers the question, why is it different than the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that she made a bedika right after Ushu, right after having relations, then Vade, she's Tameo. Both have to be a Kolben. But it's different. Kufsi is a closed system. Right? So I don't have a Chashmi Almok Osi. I personally can't make peace with that notion, because the only notion I found is the notion that's for Dam Tzipo. What does it mean, Dam Tzipo? It's a blood. A bird was flying overhead and dribbled blood on her. A hunter shot him and he's flying away. I'm going to go try to work out a scenario. It's Meshuggah. I'm interpreting the word Dam Tzipo as a synonym of Me'almakasi. And see, it's a way of saying it came from the outside. Shuk Shem Tabochim, that's a possibility. It says the Ed was Boduk, didn't say that she made Chafifa, that she just came out of a mikveh. It could be that she got the blood from someplace. Aval Yinichoso Bekupso, she to the Tmeya. Why? So, Tosfos wants to say that while it was in her, tucked into part of her body, there's a problem could have developed. If you, Rabbi Chanan, look at the rest of Tosfos, you see what they're playing with. Rabbi Chanan al Goras, Motza all of not motza oleho, but losho zocha, motza olog, pirush ala ed. The chokso b'yirecho, haino b'goli. Shelo enichu b'kupso, b'nicha b'kupso pshita de tmeya. Poros, who were asked, ho choshenach amartlan, he once told us, it's a losho sofik, why the aim of me alma osi? There is a suffix. So now you put it all together, what's the case? Because she stuck the cloth against her thigh, and still leaves it exposed for other things can happen. Makola has been left out, right? Because it's Yosef Mikdegris. Therefore, where's the Alma Kossi? You can't say it's because Malmakosi, maybe she had blood on her from going by a Shuk Shem Tabochim, then it shouldn't make any difference whether Nicho Bekupso or not Bekupso. Then even Nichos and Bekupso, the same suffering exists. So while she took the cloth and she put it Bekupso. But if you want to introduce the possibility that she had blood on her body from going by a butcher shop, that doesn't change whether she put the cloth in a box or didn't put the cloth in a box. under the Tosfos of Rosh too, but let me just sum up what's troubling me here. A woman has a cheskas tahara. You have to talk the language of Chazok is to make sense of this thing. She has a cheskas tahara, therefore a suffix we say doesn't count. But I got a problem. I found blood. She finds blood on her thigh in a place that she can't assume that it came from her alone. Must be not her alone. Meaning it couldn't have come others then. Bishas Tashmish. Because I have to have an explanation. Where did the blood come from? Since it couldn't come from anything else that she has, the only exposure she has to the possibility of dam is she had relations with her husband, and she's Makanei Chatzma, and she put the cloth against her thigh, and take the easy way out, and the cloth is lost. So now I have a dilemma. The dilemma is, am I sure that the dam came from the act of Tashmish? I gotta bring a korban for that. The Mishnah said you bring a korban. I can't bring a korban misofik, again, Oshim Toli. I can't bring a chatas misofik. So you have to make it into a vadai. So how did this become a vadai? It became a vadai because I have no other explanation. The chshash mi almakosi is such a chshash rechoka that it doesn't modify the fact that this is then becomes the classic case of the Mishnah where Bodka Motsa Dam, then Shneim and Tameim, they both got to bring a korban. Comes the Gemara and asks the question, but once you told me it was only a suffix, why is it a suffix? Why is it a vadai? Why is it a suffix? Why? Well, the rules is a vadai. But he says, Gemara asks, right? Vochoshesh is amritlan. He once told us it's only a chashash, it's only a suffix, not a vadai. Why? If she had gone ahead and examine the cloth right after having relations, it would be a vadai. She didn't examine the cloth right after relations. And we got to exclude. No makolas. She has no injury yet. Cannot come from her. I'm not only worried about her being a tamei or neida. I want to know what she has to bring. A korban. Did she have the blood in her at the time of Tashmish? So I say, well, since she used the cloth and put it be a recha, right? That didn't eliminate 100% the chance that the blood came from someplace. I can't figure out a place where it came from. Nevertheless, that chash exists. That's why at some time he told him chosheshes. At this time he says, I don't see the chash to be that significant, it made into a vadai. What's weak in this hesbel is, but where did the blood come from? Why is there a suffix when I have going for me the vadai av rov dam is min amako, right? And the alternative source of dam is unknown to me. So you go basaro. Look how the Tosfos Rosh handles this dilemma. You have it. Pick up the third line. V'tochso b'yirecho ulemocha motzo ladam. You have the place? The third line in the Tosfos of Rosh, of the big lines, of the broad lines in Tosfos of Rosh. Okay? V'tochso b'yirecho ulemocha ladam. Pirush Rashi, she found dam on her thigh, ala yerach. Right? V'teimo, Tosfos kasha, v'nivdok b'yir hasmo. And if you have a roshem aleid, if you see a blood stain on the head, you know it came from her. The Mishnah told us already, she's tamei and they got a bigger korban. It's ochlomal shamayri she'avad ha'ed. Okay, Teretz of Tosfos number one. Ve'bari chananel goras umotzo olav kloma aleid. Kamashmalon lo chashin Hashem b'bo min oyerach aleid. Watch that little Tosfos we said before. Tosfos Devarasim Tochso b'yirecho pirish b'mokom shein dam b'mokom yochol lipushon. That's to take care of this kasha in the Tosfos of Rosh. But once upon a time you told us it's only a suffix. Now you're telling me vaday temo. Amrinam bereish haroa kesam al psora vaday temeya. Vaday tome. Dimiso deme almos achluki boilish takuchi. That gives you now a better insight. What does me alma mean? Ovo shukshuta bochim. But she didn't walk through the Shukshan Bochim naked. She walked through wearing clothes. So how can you have Al Yerecha without having on the clothes? This, right? Dimisu Dimi Almasi. If you find blood on her thigh, but it came from her. Otherwise, you find it on the clothing. Mimkein Hachanami Afilu Adam Al Yerech Temei Avadai. So why do you have to worry about the cloth in the kupsa? She found blood on a yera. She's tamei avadai. Here, let me give you. I have no terrors. Why the Tosfos of Rosh seems to make a mistake? Who's talking about whether she's tamei or not? That's not the issue. The issue is to bring a korban or not. You find blood on Yireh? She found blood on Yireh. When? An hour after having relations, she had a kesser. She had a riyas dam and found dam on Yireh. That's not the case of our Gemara. When the Rosh asked his kasha, she's vadei tamei. So what is vadei tamei? But when did it happen? An hour after having a relationship. I want to know whether both got to bring a korban chatas. Not whether she's a nida and she has to go to mikveh. That's not my concern in this sugya. So she go to mikveh. What's the big deal? You told me in the Mishnah she has to bring a korban. Shem chayav from korban. That doesn't answer. I don't see any reason to bring a korban because she found blood on a yerach, and that makes her into a tamei anida. Sure, she's a tamei anida. I have to go ahead and turn the clock. It's forensic. It's a forensic question. Can you for sure say that the blood came b'shas tashmish. I can only know that from the cloth. And the cloth is not here. Follow the Rosh's pshat in the Gemara. So, and the cloth is lost. But the cloth was in contact with her body. And therefore, I'm presuming that the cloth had blood on it. The contact of the body proves that the cloth had blood on it. Could I have the other explanation? Well, what's wrong with that? That's good pshat. But what the Rosh asked the question in Hilchus Ksomim, that Kesem Absora is different than a Kesem on the garment, that's not a relevant issue here. Anyway, the difficulty here is why Chosheshes, Bo Chosheshes Hamatlan, why was there a suffix? Suffolk is because there was not an immediate examination of the cloth. She found the blood on the cloth or on the body is the same thing. But if there was a gap of time during which the cloth was exposed. That's what the Taisha said clearly in Rosh Hashanah 2. If she put it in the box, there'd be no shaila, that we would go ahead and move the time scale back to the time when they were together. Same thing. Since the cloth was taken right after Tashmish and put into the box, it's as if it was right now. There's no gap of time. But if it was exposed to the air, an exposed bitch, I can't figure out where else the blood could have come from, right? Alpha Pekin, it lacks the vados to be able to bring a korban. Mind you, we excluded the possibility of Marcolis because it was a sheer Yosef Mekigris. Omar Shmuel, Tmei Nida, Vechein Morim Be Midrasha. Okay, Tmei Nida. We don't accept the possibility that blood came from any place else. So it's not a Sofik, it's a Vaday. That's the proper pshat in the Gemara. Again, what's left open here is where does the suffix come from? Where do the suffix come from in such a case? What is there that introduced a suffix other than she was mekaneach with an ed immediately after Tashmis Usyum? Why does it meet the requirements of the Mishnah of bringing a korban? Maul concludes, ein achramik. That was kach moment midrasha. That is so. But nevertheless, at one point, he did say only Chosheshes. Okay, which brings us to the second case, Itmo. Botko be'ed she'eno bodek lo, v'nicho be'kupso. So now, the sofik should be a simple sofik. Was the blood there from before or not? That's all. Or the mosol of dam. Or Rabbi Yosef, again, a strange psak that was changed in time. Just like before, he had said previously sofik, now he said vadai. Over here we ask the same question. Was there a change of psak here? Omar Rabbi Yosef, kol yom of shech mabchiye timei, leisik yosho tiher. Iboyolu, Eche ka'omar, what did he mean to say? La'aloche. Kol yom of timei, mishum nido vadai. Aye, it was an eight chain of boduk. Okay. People, listen to this. What's the probability of blood being on a piece of cloth that was lying around in a drawer? What's the probability of blood being discovered after they had relations? I would like to learn Pshat this way. The shaila of blood on the cloth is a shaila, did the blood come mei almo? The Mishnah says that cloths found with blood, if it's a mokom of the kusim, they're not matznia kismehem. They don't treat it a kesem with any kind of respect and kind of halachic concern. So they throw it away. So it's tamei. So the cloth is tamei. Therefore, the cloth came with tamei things. That's the time when the kusim was still within the fold, right? Just ignorant of Jewish law, but they were Jews. But that among the kusim, we might see a kiss mayhem, meaning the women don't treat a cloth with blood on it from themselves, summon about and leave it around. So now, add that to the analysis. What's the possibility that this cloth was a cloth that had blood on it before? Where would the blood come from? So you have to say what? Oh, it could be blood mi almo, dam sipo, as the Rav used the expression. Now I ask you then, subjected to the rules of Chazakah, what's the probability that blood on a cloth came because she was a nida? What's the probability of blood being on the cloth because mi almo kosi? That's the chash now. Therefore he says, bot kabeche in a body glow. Right? Abkhiya, kol yom av shir Abkhiya timei, ul eizik nosso tihe. Chazaka rules. She has a cheses tara. Nothing here said enough of Vados. I have a suffix. did the blood come from her now? Did the blood come from some previous time? Right? Since it's an etche in a boduk, even though I would say the biggest probability is it came from now, it's not enough in order to break her cheskas tahara. So kol yomav sherabchiye timei. Listen to the Hezbollah. Why? As we said before, they don't leave blood. A Jewish woman didn't leave a id with blood on its salmon of antarayim, because it's mitami things. Therefore, if there was blood had to come from her now. Lazy Crusoe, later on he changed his mind. And Thierry said, since she has a cheskas tahara, even though it's unlikely that his blood was there before, nevertheless, the cheskas tahara says the blood must have been there before. The first analysis is that badai, the blood couldn't be there before. A piece of cloth with blood is not just left around. Therefore, it had to come from her. Therefore, she's tmeya. Second hesber is, but there is a possibility that it didn't come from her, because maybe it was there from before, since it was an eight chain of boduk. Therefore, her cheskas tahara dominates. That explains the Yiboyolahu. I mean, it's a piece of gemara that no one is masbir. It's unbelievable. No one treats the gemara as they explain each step of the gemara. Yiboyolahu, heiche komach. Now you understand why the shaila comes in. Yikol yom of timei mishum nida. Uleis zignoso tir mishum nida, but no shaila at all in it. But timei mishum kesem, what does it mean to say timei mishum kesem? At least make it a suffix. The taina is such a good taina that the blood must have come from her, because they don't leave cloths lying around that has blood on it. So even though it was an etche and a boduk, almost sure it had no blood on it. Therefore, the blood came from her. So how can Mitai had no suffix at all? How can Mitai legamri? You say she's vaday nida, okay. There's a suffix. She has a cheskas tahara that argues against making her into a nida. But the Sof Yomam is mitayach completely. O Dilma Kol Yomam Timi Mishum Kesem. Hacheskas Tahara didn't allow him to aser al Badai. Only Mishum Sofek. O Leizik Nuso, he held that even that Sofek should give sway to a cheskas tahara. Tir mi velo klum. Look at the second line up from Rashi. The line next to the last Rashi. Rashi is trying to say something there. The expression, he once said she was Tumeya Mishum Nida, Tumah Vados, Kivon Decheskas Damim Shom, Lo Misafkinon B'mekomi hochi. What's he saying? There's a cloth and there's blood. Tell me, what's the probability of this cloth getting soiled with blood from what source? You have a woman who sees dam every month. What's the probability that this cloth, I don't, no business that she just slept with her husband, not. There's a piece of cloth lying around with a blood stain on it. What's the likelihood that the blood stain came from a human being? What's your alternative? Dam tzipo of a shuk shuk tabochim, it didn't happen. Therefore what? Hashik makes up a new chazokia. Cheskas domin. What's cheskas domin? We've heard such a lot. Hainam shab, what's cheskas domin who? Here's chat. There's a chazokia that the blood is there, it came from her. Why? Because in the normal running of a household, rov domin that you find comes from her. Rov domin min amoko. There's a cheskazamin, which means, a better lotion is, the probability is that the dam is dam nido that came from her. Because that's the only, what, common source of blood in a household. In a butcher shop, there are other sources of blood. In a household, where's the source of blood? Could be what? Someone cut himself. Could be. Many times last year did you cut yourself? But this woman, 12 times last year, she saw dam. Therefore, it's a cheskas domim. That's what Rashi says. I found that to be helpful in trying to understand pshat in the sugya. Okay, that's the best I can do on this. The people ask again to be masber this. That's the hesber you have to use here. Okay, let's see if we can run through again the gemara we did yesterday. Toshma. On this case, a botka beish ain't a boduk, right? Where we ask the question, what was his change psak from Vadai to Sofik, or from Sofik to Heta? Originally, he only passed in Sofik, right? And now he's matter completely? Or was it that originally he was machmir on Badai Nida, and now he's making him into Sofik Nida? Toshma de Sanya, Botka Bei Chena Bodek Lo, Vinicha Bekupso, our case, Ulamocha Motzol of Dam, Rebbe Omer Tmeya Mishum Nida, Vabchi Omer Tmeya Mishum Kesef. What do you see from here? That it was first Vadai and now Sofek, not zero, not Mutal Gamri. Amalei Rabchia, Iyata Modesh Etzicho Kigris Vahot, meaning you have to rule out the chance of Bakolas. Amalo Yavol, yes, of course. Right? Avol is an expression for okay. Yeah, I agree. Amalo Yavol. Amalo McCain. Afatos hisu kesem. If you agree you have to rule out a makolis, then you never could have said vadai. Because if you held it was vadai, then only needs tipa zamke chadl. You don't need makolis. Makolis only when you have a suffix. But if you can learn pshat that he said originally it was vadai tameya, and the sof he made a kesem. The Rebbe Sovar, being on Tikrisvo, Lafuk, Rina, Makolis. But it's not a suffix. I have to rule out that which raises a question in my mind. But once I rule that out, I have no other sphakas. That was the one suffix I had. Maybe it's Damakolis. Oh no, it's Kigrisvo. It's both the Kigrisvo and Damakolis. But I never questioned that if I didn't have that possibility of makolas, she'd be a vaday nida. The keep in the nofek lo midam makolas, vaday migufa osa. My love, bizikrusa koi. We're now talking about his second, the review already, when he was older. Ho be yaldusa itime mishum nida. Shmamino. So what is it? We know how do we paskin? Originally he paskin vaday nida, so if he paskin kesem, he suffered nida. Not like you thought maybe he paskin originally mishum suffik and now is mate legamri. No, he's not mate legamri. If Bialdusa he was teaming with Shumnido, and then Bizeknuso he dropped down to Sufik, but not to Vaday. Not to Vaday Tahova. Continue. Yishtabach le-Rebbi le-Rebbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chomer b'Abisa. Rebbe praised this Chomer b'Abisa Yodam Godelhu. Okay? Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him, oh really, this Rabbi Chomer is another godol, v'sheyovo liyotcho tebiyu liyodi. When he comes to visit you again, bring him over to me. Another godol, I'd like to meet also. He also, when he came visiting next time, Amalei, he took him over to Rabbi Shmuel. So have not Rabbi Chomer with Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei boy minoi milso. Ask me a shaila. Boy minei, as Achome said to Rabbi Shmuel, right? Boy minei botko be'eit she'ena botoklo min yechosa be'kufso lemocha motso l'dam mahu. Malo, so he asked him, how would you pass in such a shayla? Amalo, kidivri Abba Imaloch or kidivri Rebbe Imaloch? What do you want to hear? The opinion of my father, Rabbi Yossi, or do you want to know the opinion of Rebbe? Amalei kedivrei Rebbe Amalei. No, I don't want to hear the din of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, I want to hear how Rebbe paskin such a shayla. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Zeu she'omam olam adam gadol hu. He said he's a great man, a great Talmud Chacham. Heich meinichin divrei harav v'shomrim divrei ha-Talmud. Okay, why? What? Where's the Rebbe? Where's the Rebbe Talmud Rishus here? Right. The assumption is Rabbi Yossi was a Rebbe of Rebbe. Right. Look at the first line in Tesis. Hech my nichni v'rab. Mashmal Rabbi Yossi yoye rabo shel Rebbe. It's asked, but it seems the genealogy is not exactly accurate. But nevertheless, that's what he was saying. So how come you? He says this. He's supposed to be Rav Chama, supposed to be an Adam Gadol. He wants to know the halacha. So he wants to know halacha how the Talmud paskin. Amar Yishmael Zel Shomer Olam Adam Gadolu. Heich Menich in Divrei Harav Rav Yosi, Vishomer Divrei Talmud. But Rav Chama, who's this Adam Godo reputation, he had a point. The Rav Chama Bar Bisa Soba Rebbe Reish Mesifta Havi Ushriche Rabbona Kamei Umachadin Schweitzer. Very good tenets. I didn't want to know the opinion of Rebbe. If I had to choose between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, I'd ask Rabbi Yossi. That's what it says. I asked for the opinion of Rebbe, because the opinion of Rebbe was Rabbonon, not Rebbe. The opinion of Rebbe represented the distillation of all the discussions on the topic in his mesifta, and therefore Rebbe was not representing his own opinion, but rather he was already giving the consensus opinion. Therefore, Rebbe could very well be the Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, but since he was Rosh Mesifta, he was able to record what is the consensus on this halacha. That's after Rimshad. He was ahead of a great yeshiva. And there are many talmidim there. And the halacha comes out sharp, meaning the maskonis of the yeshiva are very significant. Far more significant than the das yochid, even though he's the Rebbe. In fact, the Gemara, what we, it's Rebbe in and Rabbi Yossi. My Rebbe or my Rabbi Yossi? I mean, my Rebbe, my Rabbi Yossi, meaning, what was their relevance in our sugya? Amar Amad Abbasse, Tony, we learned Rebbe mitame, Rabbi Yossi mitayer. The Yomar Rabbi Zera, again, I'm telling you what case we're talking about. All we know is a case where Rebbe was mitame, Rabbi Yossi mitayer. Vomar Rabbi Zera, Kshitime Rebbe, Krab Meir, Ushtir Ayosi, Liasmo Tihir. Still don't know the case they're talking about. Let me translate that last line for you. Shitimi Rebbe Krameya. When Rebbe said the case which we're going to haven't learned yet. Is Tomei could he pass like Rameya, or Shatir Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi said it was Torah and he opposed Rameya, he had no other source than himself. La Asmotiya, that was his personal opinion. He disagreed with Rameya, not that he had a raya a vako, he disagreed with him misvora. Yisanya, Isha Shoisho Sotzrochel the Ros Adam. Rabbi Meir Omer Momedes Temeya in Yosheves Tahora, whatever that's supposed to mean. If she's urinating while standing, there's a possibility that the urine will somehow acquire, occlude, take some of the damnida with it. If Yosheves, if she's urinating while sitting down, then tahora. There's no danger that the urine will back up and serve as a bedika for some blood that might be there. Rabbi Yisrael, ben kach or ben kach tahora. Amalei chavad de berei derov al Ravashi. Omar Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina Kshepim Rameya Lotim Yela Mishum Kesem Vila Rebbe Mishum Nida Kamal Omar Lei Anan Hache Kabrinan. No, here's how we have the story of the Sprice of Machlokis Hitma Rahim Mishum Nida Hitma. When they asked not Mishum Kesem, which is a suffix, no mishum nida, but alzvadai. Okay. Pick up the Gemara. Nimtza al shelo osiom tamei. She finds out himself tamei, even though he finds the blood stain hours later. But by her, nimtza al shelo, it has to be osiom tamei. If it's immediate, then she becomes tamei. Otherwise, we told her on other things. Tanu Rabbanan. Eze Shir Beset. I'm not asking here, we had the lotion before, it doesn't mean Beset, the genealogy. Ezeo Shir Beset. What do I mean by the word Veset? We're not using Veset here the same way we use Veset there for a Veset Kavua, Veshede Kavua. No, means what is the time element? Veset means what is Shir Veset, the time element that's involved here when you said Usyum? If she's Bodekat herself right away, then they both got, and she finds Dam. Then they both got a bigger korban, as if they found blood. He found blood on himself. Ezeu shir veset, moshal shamosh ve'ed she'omdim misar amashkov. We had that lashon before. Instant means instantly. She's prepared to cleanse herself while the marital act is going on. And immediately, when the marital act is over, she makes the bedika. Moshal shamash ve'ed she'om de mitzara mashko b'tzir shamash no nechtas ed harei veset she'omu likinuach avalo lebedika. What we said. This Beset, Ed Bodog that she uses right after having marital relations, right? It is for Kinuach, not for Bedika. In other words, no Churim Zokin. Why? Because if it was Churim Zokin, the Usyum time would pass. The time was only instant, means the shortest possible time. Like we know now in science, what's the shortest possible time? The time between the light turning green and the fellow blowing his horn. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Catch one more piece in. Try to get into the next year in Tezvot. Tana Rabban Ezer Shir Veset Moshel Shamash Veish Omnim Sarabashko Bitsi Yashamun Yosait. Veset Shambuli Kinuach Avlon Lebdika. Right? If she made a bedikah, it would take too long. It's already past the time when the Rabbanon are going to consider it a vaday, that she's vaday and Tmeyo has to bring a korban. As long as there was a gap, and it could be, she saw the dam after they had relations, and therefore not high of a korban. At best, they b'chaim a noshim toli. Nimsa al shalol achazman, tono v'achem oshim toli. Tana didon my timer. What is he asking? Sorry, I'm missing something here. Tonlo v'chayovim oshem tolli, right? If they found it after the time, after the immediate time, then it becomes already a suffix. So you have to bring, you can't bring a chatos, bring an oshem tolli. So I don't know, why is he asking b'tana didon? My, anyone, figure out shot people. B'tana didon, my timer. Look at the Rashi. Everybody's asking, is it a statement or is it a question? B'tana didon. In order to bring an Oshem Tolli, you need, not that he went ahead and he ate a piece of meat and it turned out to be meat they bought for the dog. It has to be a structure for Oshem Tolli. Is what? There are two pieces of meat there, one kosher, one not kosher. And he makes a mistake, he takes the non-kosher one. Then there's an Oshem Tolli. But he had to know that there were two chetichos there, one kosher, one treif. Dechsib b'Oshem Tolli, achas mikol mitzvah asher shalotze yosena. Dechsovar yeshem lemikra, mitzvos krinen b'ay, hilkor b'in and shtayim. Achas shal isu v'achas shal etel. V'yochal achas v'en yedei eizu ochal. Right? Or, second case. Ishto v'achoso imo b'vayis. Uboa lachas mehen, kusover ishohi, v'nod sheshteyim hoi b'mita, v'nod elezer mehen boa. Again, strange cases we're learning, it's hard to visualize the cases. Okay. Sleeping with two women in bed, and one of them is his sister. And he knows he had relations with one woman during the night. Well, and the woman doesn't know which one, and he doesn't know which one. Okay? V'nod elezer mehen boa. Abol Hocha, here Chodo Chatichehi. Here we're dealing with only one Shaila. Sofik Shaila, Sofik Aziri. Therefore, our Tana did learn that he brings an Oshem Tolli. The Tana Bror, but the outside Tana Sova, Yesh Em Le Masores, right? Vaoche Pligi Mesechet Chisus. Good. There were three time elements that we're dealing with here in our Gemara. One is the shear of usyom, which is immediate. Second is a shear that we're discussing now. Shetosh yodo tachasakar. Ezel achas man. What's the shear after this time when you say then you bring an oshem tolli? If it's immediate, she brings a chatos. It has a passage of time, only an Oshem Tolli. What's called the second period of time? How long does that second period of time last? Because if it's longer than that time, she has a cheskes tara, we don't worry about it at all. Ezeu achas man braminu, ezeu achas man pirish, rabbe lezo brab tzedek, kidei shetoshes yodo tachas akar, tachas aksus v'tito la'ed b'tibdo. So you have a zoi. Immediate means 30 seconds. Liachasman means a minute. The time it takes for her to stick her hand under the pillow and take out a cloth.
Rabbi, why isn't the amount of time the same?
By what?
Why isn't the amount of time the same? If it's under 30, then it's this. If it's more than 30, it's that. If one is 30 and one is a minute, then what do you do if it's 45 seconds?
I made the numbers up, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me. He said immediate is immediate. Shamash v'ed b'tzara Pesach. then I can bring a, then I can say it happened. But I, what's the chash? She found blood from her. When did she become a needle? During Tashmish or immediately after Tashmish? Immediately after Tashmish, then there's no korban, right? So you say, well, if it was immediate, then we assume it happened b'shas Tashmish, bring a chatos. It was immediate after, it makes a suffix also. Maybe it was b'shas Tashmish. So you bring a noshim totally. After that, you bring nothing. After that, she's a needle, no korbanos. He's a needle, she's a needle. But no question of doing an aveira. We want to know, did they do an aveira when they had relations? If it's immediate, they say, yes, she did an aveira. If it's a little less than immediate, they say, well, it could be she did an aveira. Therefore, it's an oshem toli. And after that, it's zero. No korbanos. Again. So that's the second shir, tachas aksas v'tiklo eid v'tivdobo. Omar v'chizda. My achar achar. Achar, I know what achar is. Hoktona lo nimtz al shelo al achazman tmei misofik. Upturim in Akoban. Ezeo Achazman. What's this Achacha? What's the third period of time where you stop worrying about Koban? Kidei Sheterim and Amitav Tadir Panel. You have now three time elements. Immediate looking. A minute later, when she had time it takes to go search for a cloth under the pillow and take out a cloth, then a third period of time, right? The time it takes her to go out of bed, right? If you visualize in our case, you want to go, walk out of bed, go into the bathroom to wash herself up. After that time, zero. There's no shash of korban, right? How can come out? Ezil achazman, kidei shetoshi yodot tachazakol 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 tachazakol. Right? Okay, I think we'll stop here, leave this, do something more work on this thing tomorrow. This is, and just somewhat quickly, what he's saying, again, but there's a little more focus here, that I keep a, there are three time elements in the Gemara here. That's clear. Immediate, right, is immediate. Then they both got to bring a kovchatos. If there's a passage of a little time, enough to make a suffix, then they both bring a korban oshem toli, right? If it's after that time, then she's a nidah, but he is not. Remember, there's a third factor here, besides korbanos. Do they both bring a korban? Is she a nidah? Is he a nida? Was he bol a nida? Shaila, will you put the chumra of nida on him too? He's a tuba shiva. So there are three halachic factors here: korban, shneim tumeim, tuba's nida. Only she's tummy as a regular nida, and he is not. You got to fit that better into the words over here. It's Rabbi Akiva who introduced the Metameh's Borah law. All right, we'll stop here. Do a little, we'll pick this up again tomorrow. Go through it again.